Welcome to the Deep. This is Cyrus Hawkins.
It's Caleb.
And I'm Charles Creek.
Our first guest on Breaking Realities.
With Charles
Creek. With Charles Creek.
Oh, man. Okay. Thanks for having me, man. It's been a privilege.
We just finished watching a video that we watched on YouTube, and it was, like the title, Broke Our Reality. It was like, whoa, that's some crazy stuff. So, what was the video called? Yeah, it's called Still Don't Believe Your Reality is Completely Staged. Now, it's on the website, so.
You put it on the website? I love it. I love it. Yeah, definitely check it out on the website. It's going to be on there. So, the first thing that I felt was interesting from this video was when he made the correlation between different languages having decoders.
Yeah.
So, when you think about it, we speak and we hear. When you put it in that perspective, you look at other areas in life and you can see where there are also language and decoders. For example, me, I'm a software engineer, and this was something that like really put the breaking my reality on an emphasis, because I didn't realize this, and I major in computer science, or it just didn't really come to mind. But when you code, the computer doesn't read the words that you're typing when you're coding. That's for you to understand. So you know what you're telling the computer. When you compile that code, it's compiled into a bunch of zeros and ones, which is machine language. Mm-hmm. And that's what the computers actually read to run the programs and run those tasks on the system. So essentially, what that means is that what I'm perceiving and what the computer is perceiving are two completely different things. And he used that to correlate back to the fact that what we actually perceive from our eyes, you know, this physical world that we perceive is not necessarily true. Yeah. You know, what we perceive is not what is actually going on.
Yeah. To piggyback off that, yeah, I think that was a very good point. It's like your reality is comprised of a very small of amount of actual data. Like one stat he gave was per second, there's 11 million stimuli going on, like in what's reality, I guess. But your brain can only decode to perceive of 40 out of those 11 million. So, I mean, that's 40 from 11 million is like a huge reduction. That's what we base our, that's all we need to survive. So, I mean, that reduction completely nullifies everything that is like experiential almost.
And honestly, for me, the most shocking part to me was the fact that all of life is just made of waves. Just like, that shook my whole understanding of what my life was like. Computers talk to each other through way, like different medias, like forms of travel. They all talk to each other like they talked about earlier, decoders. Even Wi-Fi, there's transmitters and decoders. They all receive messages, and their perception of what that information is different from ours. Like what we type into our phones is definitely not what's sent through the line. It's definitely what Caleb said, zeros and ones, and and the things that we perceive is just not what it is. There's different wavelengths. There's microwaves, ultra waves, radio waves, and that's just incredible to me, man. Shook my whole understanding of life.
So I have a question then. If a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound?
I think it only makes a sound if someone else hears it.
If there's people there to perceive of it.
Because otherwise, you could just be hearing stuff, man. it's just a break in your listening as you hear something fall.
It's just one of the senses. But I think another thing to think about is that your brain and the computer are almost simulating the experiences of each other. So your brain is an actual computer, and your computer is a computer.
Whoa, dude.
Like decoding stuff, communicating with each other to like better advance and evolve itself.
Our brains are computers, people.
Yeah.
That is lovely.
Really, wow, like man, really put that into perspective.
Yeah. Yeah,
man, we're perceiving this reality or what we call a reality, but that's not necessarily what's going on. And back to that statistic that he pointed out, there's 11 million sensations and we only feel 40 because nothing else is important for our survival for us to perceive. Like, what else is going on out here? It's crazy.
Like, you think the Swiss Alps is lit now? Okay. Okay, what it really would look like, dog. We can't even perceive of it. Like, exactly. That's how amazing it really is. Like,
oh, man.
It's shout crazy. Out to the Swiss Alps. If y'all try and send me some flight tickets, I'm with it. I need that.
We could definitely fade that. The Swiss Alps.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, man, being in nature, and it really just, I don't know, for me, it gave me a greater appreciation for life and gratitude, because if you think about it, we didn't have to experience this. Like, the fact that this is even going on right now is insane.
Yeah.
And guess what? We have technology. You're probably listening to this on a phone. You're probably listening to this on your laptop. Like, you're listening to this probably through some Bluetooth headphones. I know you got the new AirPods. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that is insane to really think that we live in an era of technology. We've been able to use this. I don't even know what word to put on it, but it's like we found a way to create technology to be able to utilize these different waveforms and things that are going on that we can't perceive.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty crazy to me when you think about it like that.
It's like the longer we exist and the more we're able to perceive life itself, the more secrets of life that are being unfolded upon you, the more we're able to harness life, the natural energy of the earth, and then use it in ways to make our actual reality even more beautiful and amazing. It's crazy.
Because the rate at which technology is advancing is, it's like multiplying every year, right? It's just getting even more smarter.
It's crazy.
100%. Like, VR, y'all, is coming.
Like, hey, if you have VR, buy a game called Super High. You will not be disappointed. That will probably be the best VR experience you have. I'm telling you, just trust me. If you have VR, get super hot. Want to talk about perceiving an entirely different reality? Get super hot.
Yeah.
It's like the Matrix.
Yo, that's crazy. But I think it's important to really just take what another thing I learned from this video was to just think about regular stuff and be appreciative. Overcomplicate things, you know what I'm saying?
It definitely made me take a new outlook on life after watching that video. The things I definitely took for granted, like normal things you wouldn't think anything of, this video brought, it shed some light on those objects. So definitely some good insight, very informative, you know.
Definitely. And it's like it allows you to be more grateful for even just experiencing this incredibly beautiful unfolding of, I can't even put a word on it.
Yeah,
you know,
this experience.
Just the possibilities of everything you have to think about. Just.
Right.
Like, y'all, we can skydive if we wanted to on a Saturday. All we have to do is pay $250. Are you kidding me? This is nuts.
No, really.
That is real.
Now, imagine what skydiving would be like if you could perceive 11 million of the sensations.
I don't think you would want to go back. I don't think you would want to go back. You would be quite terrified.
I don't know. I think it would be so amazing. It's like you're feeling things that can't even be explained. It's just like you're living life at the ultimate level. But I mean, still, skydive. It's still tough.
No.
Like, all right. Well, Creek, thank you for, you know, coming over and chilling with us, having this discussion about reality or whatever, you know, life. You know, we appreciate you stopping by and, you know, just sharing your thoughts, facilitating some conversation and communicating, man.
Oh, man, that was a great experience, man. You guys definitely opened up my mind to a bunch of various topics that just never, they're just never, the wheels aren't turning, man. It's not turning, but today my reality has definitely been shifted a little bit. It was very nice, very informative. I loved it, bro.
I'm glad to hear that.
I just want to thank Caleb and Cyrus for having me on the show. It was an honor to be here. Guys, definitely check out my Instagram, Dr. Swole. You know, like and comment some pictures, bro. I'm just a guy on a transformation, bro. Just trying to inspire as many people as I can before I leave this world. So definitely check me out.
All right, bad money.
Be out.